Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. I'm Tower, here with the Watchman, and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can find Warn Radio on Truth Social, MeWe, Parler, Cloud Hub, Getter, Tumblr, and Linktree. You can listen and download our shows by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. You can also find Warn Radio on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, Podchaser, and Verbal. Do not miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Do not miss this post. I am He, Yeshua, to believe or not. Yet I am He, the Messiah, which is to come, he said. The battle for truth is in the world today. America, while division and hatred seem the rule of the day, we need to ask ourselves, does our own society know the truth? Do not miss this post. America, perilous last days. America, perilous last days, and it is another day in the nut house called America. But we look at the perilous situation today, which are the last days prophetically. Do not miss this post. Lawless world Christian living. Lawless world Christian living brings us to a stark contrast. Scripture gives us warning that is stark, because iniquity, wickedness, lawlessness will abound. The love of many will wax cold. Do not miss this post. Bedrock, hope, foundation, truths. I know that hope is buried in the one who created all things. I know that no matter what, he will make a way. That is my bedrock hope. When he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The latest post on warn-usa.com. Do not miss this post. Gospel, Turbulence, End of Days, Advocacy Classic at Warn Radio. If you have ever been on a plane that has hit major turbulence, then you know how it feels. Today, the ride of prophetic events and the nation of men find themselves in the midst of troublesome times. And be sure to get your book, The Rising, by the Watchman Dana Glenn Smith. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller, and The Rising details a takeover of America. There's danger and intrigue. The nation is at risk. Dark forces are plotting to bring the country into the globalist new world. And you can get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com, where you can visit the Christian Books and Resource Shop, where we feature The Rising and other Christian books, as well as resources from our Vision Media. And also on danaglennsmith.com, be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, in spite of the election, I'm doing good.
Yeah, it's...
Greetings. Welcome to another edition of Sound the Shofar on a Friday morning in November. And it's cold here. Not as cold as it, you know, can get. We can get pretty cold in these neck of the woods. Now, you see, until the Biden administration and a few others, Obama was another one, you know, coal, oil, a lot of the things we use to heat and run things, we could stay pretty warm. Have you ever seen a pot-bellied stove filled with coal? Well, probably not filled with coal, because one thing about coal, it heats real well. Now, the only thing the liberals can do, and others that don't know what they're talking about, is gripe and complain. And, you know, if they would sit down and listen to some of these people that can explain the facts of life to them about their green energy and about the fact that there's that green energy, you know, is not zero carbon, and a lot of other interesting things. But I'll regress. Next week is Thanksgiving, and Tower and I wish you a very blessed Thanksgiving. I hope you're thankful this year. I think we need to be thankful in all things to the Lord our God and Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Not thankful to man, thankful to the Lord God who has given us this place to live and this earth and the air to breathe and food and clothing and shelter, who in his grace puts up with our nonsense. Yes, that's who you need to be thankful for and to. And there's been a lot of things going on around here. Oh, by the way, I forgot. We will not be having any shows next week for Thanksgiving week. And but next week following that, we will resume our shows. And if I'm not mistaken, these days go by so fast. So the 24th is Thanksgiving. Yeah, we will be in December, dear God. I remember when we began 2022. Oh, dear. I can't believe it. The 1st of December. Man. Well, at any rate, time flies. And coming up in 2023... the WIBR Warren Radio will be in its 25th year. Now, that isn't 25 years that Tower and I have been doing all ministry. No, we're going to be celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary soon. And we were in college, Bible school to be exact, in the mid-70s. Youth pastoring in the 80s and pastoring in the 80s. So we've been around a few days. And you know, today, as I was getting my Friday morning stuff ready before we did the show, I noticed in my vast assortment of email that I get, and I get a lot of email, tons, not much that I really care about. Well, you know, it's kind of touch and go. Because you want to read it and keep informed, but there is so much garbage going on. Who wants to read all that garbage? I don't. At any rate, coming out of San Francisco, it's official. They've decided there's 90 genders. I think that's the number, 90 genders. Well, I hate to break it to them, but when they get before the Lord God, you know, basically, biblically, God made male and female. Whatever ones you come up with, that's on your own. Good luck with that one. When you tell the Lord God, I'm a this or I'm a that, you're going to tell God something. We are so foolish. As if he's up there, you know, like a counselor, going to give you a chance to explain why you're so screwed up. You're screwed up because you've rejected the Lord. The churches are misled because they're not teaching the truth, many of them. Now, I said many of them, not all of them. So we've got more troubles here than a barnyard full of chickens surrounded by a bunch of foxes. You know, and the chickens are defenseless. They're good food. And the foxes are just waiting to pick out the fattest among them. Now, of course, if you're picking on sheep, it's a little more handy because they usually have a sheepdog like my granddad did. And them sheepdogs you don't mess with. They will fight. They will protect. You know, and I was on another site this morning, and locally here, you know, I make my own ice cream. I make my own butter. Part of that is my grandparents' fault because I enjoyed fresh eggs, fresh chickens. The meat came from the farm. Our vegetables were canned. You know, and as a boy, I didn't appreciate it that much. And as I grew up, I found more interest in the foods that are bad for you. You know, McDonald's and others that were starting out. Arctic Circle. Yeah, those things will kill you, man. Time flies. But you know, the thing about back then, the food was great and things. At any rate, this site does the same thing from our local state here. And they have a lot of people making everything from jellies to sauerkraut to butter. You name it, they're making it. Because people are tired of the modernism, the modernity, the baloney. You know, many of these coming from the baby boomers, they know what life is about. Most of their parents know and experienced, and my dad, for instance, and my grandfather, they were all in the military.
I was in the military during Vietnam. My dad was in the military during World War II. My grandfather was in the military in World War I, all in the Navy. Now, personally, I know the cost of these wars simply because I met the guys who paid the price and the women who paid the price. We are a bunch of spoiled, snot-nosed brats, and that's just the politicians that are in Washington, D.C. They celebrated the fact that Pelosi is retiring along with a lot of the other Democrats who were doing God's work. That's what Pelosi said. Well, I'll tell you what, they're God's work. I guess they forgot to ask the Lord, is this your work? Because it's a mess. And for all of you that hear us, and you're living outside of the United States, I know you have your own issues in your states, your nations. Well, in America, America is not right. America is corrupt. Now, that doesn't mean all the people are corrupt, because there's a lot of good people here, and they're God-fearing citizens. They want to do what's right. They raise families. Now, see, there's a word that I like to use. It's called normal. What is normal? My grandparents were normal. My parents were normal. It was normal to call America a Christian nation. It was normal to have a male and a female, the only two genders. It was normal to have marriage between a man and a woman. It was normal to work for a living and retire and have retirement actually come out of the company that paid you, because you would put into retirement and the company would put into retirement. So when you finally retired, you had something to live on. That's normal. Today's society is not normal. Today's society is living by lies, and that's where they're going. And our series, End Time Affliction Survival Practices, today we're covering Jacob's trouble. Now, we're not going to go into a lot of detail, but see, these are the issues. We're heading into some of the worst trouble and times a world could ever enter into. And we are deceived, we are deluded, we are hard-headed, we are prideful, and we're going to hell. And Satan is greasing the wheels in the wagon that we're going to hell in. And the devils of hell, along with the true devil, the big mucky muck, they're pushing the cart as fast as they can to get you down into the pit of hell before anything happens, before you wake up. And they might get the job done in America because we are blind, we don't want to listen, and we have nothing but politicians. Now, of course, this last crop, you know, Trump backed 200 and some odd people. And I can't remember the exact numbers, but it was something like 218 got elected and 36 didn't. Really good numbers. We took the House back. Enough to stop Biden's agenda. But the fact remains is we have got states today that are doing things that are an absolute abomination, and among them is having abortion factories. And that is killing innocent kids, babies, even after they're born. That's blood guilt, and that is murder, and it will bring even a bigger curse on this country than ever before. Don't you ever get away from the fact. And I've taught on blood guilt numerous times in extensive studies. You can find blood guilt from Genesis to Revelation and in the Gospels, and it affected Jesus Christ, our Lord. You know, when we consider Jacob's trouble, now the Jews speak about this a lot. Israel, they know very much what trouble is like. You know, they have been in a corner when Hitler was allowed to slaughter them. Now, Israel is never going to get into that again. They will die first. At least the old crop of Jews would. I don't know about the new ones, but I think they're just as dedicated to the fact that this is who we are, Israel. But they know what Jacob's trouble is. Jacob's trouble is a time where even the strongest among the population of God's creation are going to tremble and fear, and peace is going to be far away. Even this time, Jacob's trouble is prophetic. And I compare it to the tribulation of Revelation. Now you see, the end time tribulation that we discuss, it is very, very great so that there is none like it. But even in the midst of Jacob's trouble, it says Jacob will be delivered out of it. And these are the things. So when we get into survival practices, the idea is not to give you every answer under the earth. Introduce you to scriptures. Introduce you to the fact that we need to think and understand and be cautious and assess before we go boldly out, as Captain Kirk said, you know, boldly go where no man has ever gone before. So they get in a spaceship, you know, the big trucky thing, and head off to the end of the universe. And they solve the problem of not getting there by using warp speed. Well, America's going to hell in warp speed. They took a clue from Captain Kirk, but they got the directions mixed up. So we're headed to hell. In Isaiah 30, 9 through 21, speaking to Israel, God calls them a rebellious people. And judgment was coming. And in the judgment, God called Israel back, called them to return and to rest, and they would be saved. But they did not return. So judgment came. Now you see, we've covered these verses already in my Wednesday study on Israel, actually Isaiah. But you see, the judgment came, and there was the bread of adversity and the water of affliction. And see, if you listen to these verses, that this is verse 9, is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. Now, they still won't hear the law of the Lord today. Now, see, we're not justified by the law of the Lord, but the Lord, when he came, he said, I've come not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. He didn't destroy the law, but he came to provide atonement so that we wouldn't have to try to be justified by the law of the Lord. For by the law shall no flesh be justified. The keeping of the law. So it's, we are saved by grace through faith. Now see, we still got a rebellious people in this worldwide. Lying children. Children that will not hear the truth. Whether it's the law of the Lord or the fact that Christ died for them on the sin, for their sins on the cross. They've got their own prophets. And even in America, we've got Christian prophets. We've got churches. We've got more denominations than there are pairs of socks in the world. I mean, they're everywhere, denominations. And people will stick to their abomination in their denomination and say, well, everything's fine. But see, God did not call you to the church. Through Christ, we are the church. The called out ones, the ecclesia. And the Lord said, where two or more of you are gathered, there am I in the midst. That's what church is. But we allow the doctrines of men, the doctrines of denominations, to guide us and lead us. Even when those denominations are false. They're teaching false things. You know, Pelosi and the Democrats, there's a lot of them up there that are Catholic. They're the ones that are pushing the abortion. And even some of the Catholic leaders have called them out for it. Didn't do any good. But Pelosi and even Biden, both men, you know, with the bigwigs in the church, and Biden met with the Pope. They made a special deal out of it. Didn't stop him from pushing abortion. You see, the Catholic Church has some issues. But you can't really talk about much. Except the truth in America today, the very ones that were supposed to be in the Catholic Church and supposed to be leaders in this country are the ones pushing the abortion agenda in this country. Biden is for it. Pelosi is for it. Now, you see, in 1 John 1, you'll find a little scripture that says, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, we're supposed to be walking in the light of the Lord as the Lord walks in that light. We're to be like him. Then we have fellowship with him. Now see, there's a scripture. Can two walk together if they don't agree? Unlikely. So verse 10, let's get back to that. Which say to the seers, the prophets, see not. Well, there's seers and there's prophets. Sometimes you can call them the same thing. Prophesy not unto us right things, speak unto us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get you out of the way, turn aside out of the pass, path and cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. So this is what Scripture, Isaiah, writing this, says about the people he's trying to warn. You know, I've been warning for many, many years, even before this ministry of 25 years. The first time I told anybody, and I've said this many times, was back in the mid-70s, actually in 73. And I told Tower back then. Because I knew it. I'd been told that. Nevertheless, you see, 9, 10, and 11 illustrate the rebellion and the refusal to listen. When you build a nation on that, you're going to be in trouble. And see, when Jacob's trouble comes around, all of your doctrine that you've created and I think of America with all of its fancy churches, nice things, technology, it's not going to help you. But you see, the other path, verse 15, "For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall you be saved." Now, it's rest because you're returning to the Lord. He gives you rest. You're not at odds with him. You can trust him. He will make a place for you. "In returning and rest shall you be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and you would not." See, they didn't want to be saved. They didn't want... See, what did Christ say? He said many things, but one thing, "Peace I give you. Not as the world gives." Supernatural peace from the Lord. And the only way you can receive that, if you are found in him, but you see, they didn't want it. They didn't want to listen. And therefore, verse 18, "Will the Lord wait?" This is what we call grace and mercy. He gives them time to repent because in the process, he does things that happen to wake them up. He might send lack of bread, various other things into society to wake them up, allow this to happen. Now you see, the Lord allowed Trump to be in there the first time, and we had one of the best. Nobody else did what Trump could do, and he made it look so easy. And every racial group here in America benefited from it, but all he wanted to do was make America great, and guess what? The Democrats, the lying media, they all hated him. They didn't want to listen. They would have nothing of it. Now see, that fits verse 15 to the T. See, God allowed him to be in to show America what America could be like. And then he allowed Biden to get in to show America what it would become if they didn't repent. Now we have Trump up there and he's going to run for another time. And boy, I'll tell you, from Fox News to Breitbart and others, they are suffering from the worst kind of apoplexy and trouble over Trump moving again. Pence has become the moderator of understanding all things Trump and calls Trump out. Pence, I don't have anything bad to say about him. He is a Christian. And with the election, I knew he wouldn't do what he was going to do. He wasn't going to decertify the election. He was going to follow exactly what he did. That's Pence. But Pence is not Trump. Pence could never beat Trump. Pence is not a businessman. But Pence wasn't the problem. The issue here is, in America, we have left off and we have rejected the Lord as clear as Israel rejected the Lord in Isaiah 39 through 11 and on. We are rebellious children, lying children. We have told the so-called prophets, and there's been a lot of them from David Wilkerson on back and others, although David Wilkerson called him a watchman. I don't call myself a seer or a prophet. I call myself a watchman. I don't really care what people say. I don't care what, you know, I don't. I want people to like me and to like Tower, but we're not here to be liked. We are here to give the Word of God. Now, I was over on one of the popular social media. We're on a lot of social media. It was Parler. And I had 7 comments on one article. And every comment was filled with explicitives by the same guy who hated my guts for what I dared post. And so it works like this. Does it bother me? No, not in the least. Why? Because I'm over this stuff. For years I've had people say things to me. YouTube took off all of our shows. I had, and they were shows from Spreaker, because they went right from Spreaker after they were published to YouTube. They destroyed the whole thing, and I knew what they were doing. They were trying to find anything that they could construe as violating what they say not to violate. Although it violates my First Amendment rights, they don't care. And our government won't enforce it because they don't care either. But see, I didn't care because I knew the writing on the wall a long time ago about YouTube. And I knew that that's what they would do. Matter of fact, I knew more than that. And I knew more than that because of what the Lord has revealed to me over all these years. While I may not be a prophet, I have a prophet's anointing. I have the anointing of someone that begins by what God showed me many, many years ago and revealed to me and called me. And I speak on the behalf of the Lord God, and I try to speak the truth all the time. I don't lie. But you see, when you're preaching the gospel, the powers of darkness are going to come after the Christians. In our advocacy for the persecuted church, we cover the persecuted church. And while Americans are snot-nosed children, lying children, rebellious children, that won't hear the word of the Lord, and that will say to any prophet or any preacher that's telling the truth, we don't want to hear it. Tell us lies. We want to abort babies. Tell us we can do this. So then arrives Warnock, a preacher called a reverend, dear God in heaven, who has beat his wife, who has some issues, but yet he's a reverend. And he knows the truth. And of course, he's the one that's in Georgia tied up in an election with Herschel Walker. Warnock is the one that says God likes abortion. He's not the only preacher to say that. He's profane. Make no mistake about it. This is where we are today in America. And so we talk about Jacob's trouble. Well, I got news for you. We are on the cusp of Jacob's trouble. We are on the cusp of the tribulation. We're not in the tribulation, but this stuff is not that far away. Matter of fact, it's closer than I thought it was, truly. Now, personally, I don't want the tribulation, Jacob's trouble doesn't have to come on my account. God can give us grace and mercy for another 1,000 years, as far as I'm concerned. I'll even take 100 years of it. So in verse 18 it says, "And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. Therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy on you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him." Christian, you're waiting for the Lord to return. You're blessed. Just make sure you're in the light and faithful. You know, there are some persecuted Christians out there that haven't seen the walls of a church their whole lives. "For the people that dwell in Zion at Jerusalem, thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer thee. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers. And thy ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand, when you turn to the left." Now those blessings are not to the wicked. Those are blessings. And I know what that is. Your ears shall hear a word behind thee, because I've heard that. I do hear that. We have a helper, a comforter. Not only do we have the Word of God, we've got the Spirit of God. But today we've got that Word of God to give us guidance. We've got the Spirit of God to give us comfort and supernatural help if we need it. So there is a time that Jacob's trouble and the great tribulation, they will arrive in full force. So I want to also remind you in Hebrews 13:3, "Remember those who are in bonds as though you're bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. Pray for the persecuted church. Pray for those around you. And pray for America that she will listen. Because it's not too late." You see, because in America we look around for help. We look around, well, Trump's going to be our help. You know? We look around, well, this church, this pastor, you know, maybe some other country will be our helper. Your only hope today is the grace of God, which has provided the atonement for you to be forgiven and saved. This nation has God's grace upon it, as do the other nations, until such time that the adversity and the trouble and the tribulation arrives. Because Paul delineates in 2 Thessalonians 2 the delusion and what's coming. Revelation 13 tells you of the two beasts to come. And Revelation 22 tells you, he that is wicked, let him be wicked still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. Now there's four different comparisons of verses in there. You know, little phrases within a verse. You can find it in Revelation 22. He that is wicked, let him be wicked still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. Now after that it says, for I come quickly, and I give to every man according as his work shall be. Now see, the grace of God is not going to help you out when you've been wicked and refused to repent. Now listen to Jacob's trouble. Jeremiah 35 through 9. For thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now and see whether a man does travail with child. Now see, if you ask our generation, they can't define what a man is. They can't define what a woman is. A man can have a baby. A woman can be a man. I mean, this is America. So if you was to ask America whether a man does travail with child, they will tell you yes. I've even seen men online with all the women, the female products, and they were excited to go through their period. Now, this was a young man in his 20s and or 30s. No, he was younger than that. Then there was another one who was experiencing his 15th day of womanhood. This is a guy. See, this is your America today. We are an America of weak men, deluded females. But I can tell you that the great men, for instance, were in World War II fighting Hitler and delivering the world from a stain of true tribulation and trouble. My dad was strong. My grandfather was strong. And I can tell you one thing. I am a watchman and I'm strong. And I have relatives. I have people I love. And I'm standing up for them, and I'm standing against a pile of filth coming out of Washington, D.C., coming out of California, coming out of New York, and numerous states. It's coming out of the World Economic Forum. It's coming out of the United Nations. And your enemies, we're pretending our enemies are our friends. China is not your friend. Just like my dad came into my office many years ago when he was alive. The first thing out of his mouth was, China is not our friend. It's red China. They are dangerous. They're not our friend. Now, I've been thinking about red China. But dad had... Now, see, I was told many years ago. And it wasn't a human that told me. It was put so clear to me, it was like an audible voice. The same audible voice that I heard before. Beware of the sign of the dragon and the rule of the yellow people. See if you can figure that out. I could tell you. Ask now and see whether a man does travail with child in America, they would tell you, well, sure they do. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loin as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness? Yes, they will experience that. Even though they think a man does travail with child, they're going to go through this, but it's not going to be pregnancy. Verse 7, alas, for that day is great. Now remember, this is Jacob's trouble. This is talking to the Jews. This is talking to both houses of Israel. But it's also talking to us today. Because as the Lord said, I have come not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. And this is Jeremiah. This is part of the book. For that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even a time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Why? Because there's going to be a remnant. Because in trouble, people will repent. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck. Now, of course, this really did happen, because when we look at Babylon, who was sent by the Lord to take Judah into captivity, the Lord did break the yoke from off of Judah's neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. But they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I'll raise up to them. David their king is Yahshua, Jesus Christ. He is the Messiah. So if you see some other Jew running out of Israel claiming to be the Messiah, the Son of God, he's a liar. Remember, in the end times, when the Lord was covered in the Gospels, Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, he warns before he says anything, be not deceived. Now you see, the thing we look at when we call this Jacob's trouble, in Genesis 46, 5 through 7, details how Jacob rose up from Beersheba, where he was at, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob, their father, and their little one, and their wives, and they got in the wagons that Pharaoh had sent, because Joseph, who was sent into captivity, was in power, and he sent him to rescue his father out. So we see that Jacob and his people went into Egypt to be delivered. God made a way for them. God made a way for Noah. And the Lord will make a way for the believers. Now see, some of those believers believe they're going to be raptured out way ahead of time. That isn't going to happen. Now, I'm all for it. But the doctrine of the rapture and how they explain it, this is all by God's grace getting raptured out. Now, I have done a whole series on all of Revelation, and in it, I did point out the place where in Scripture would be a place to be delivered. Luke 21, 34 through 36. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch you therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Now you see, you pray that last verse. Father, In Jesus' name, I pray that all those that hear this teaching and all of our family will be counted worthy to escape all these things that are going to come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. In Jesus' name. Now you see, we're getting into this and we're going to go through this. And this is really an addendum that I put here long ago on this study. We're going to go through scriptures pertinent to this judgment. And it covers a lot. Like a snare, is it going to come? We are in the time in America where they say men can have babies and women can be men. It isn't the truth, but that's what they say. We've got doctors who say that they can change you. And this also follows something else I've warned about. You take science, you remove God, you have idolatry. And our sciences have become idolatry and cursed in the name of the Lord. We have defiled the Lord. We have defiled His name. We have defiled everything that He has done. The laws and the rules He set up, we have defiled, we've spit upon, and God will show you the truth. Because there's a new heaven and a new earth that's coming. And it's going to be a perfect kingdom. In order to be in that kingdom, you have to be perfect. And the only way for you to be perfect in the eyes of God is to receive Jesus, Yahshua, and walk in His light and be redeemed, atoned. That's why we call it the blood atonement. So we will be in a lot of verses that you would have heard about before. And we will be talking about this for a while. But the thing of it is, it's amazing when you look and you take a look at where we are at in this country. And I'm just using America. The rest of the nations, you know, they're not out of the woods by no stretch of the imagination or teaching. But in America, they are going to learn a lesson that's going to be very hard. And the thing of it is, we've got family. We've got friends. We want the nation to repent before the judgment arrives. We want God to heal this nation, to deliver it. And we are in serious trouble. And that's why I'm here. That's why I do what I do. That's why I don't charge. That's why I'm not always yelling about someone to support us. Because God has taken care of us. God has made a way for us. We have people today that help us. They remain nameless. God will bless them for helping us. But the bottom line of it is, you need to wake up, and if you're woke up, wake up others. Christ will never forsake us, those who are His. Father, thank you for this word. Bless those that hear it whenever they hear it, Lord. Undertake for them and make a way for them. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, in the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word in Jesus' name. Till next time, folks. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.